This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump on Sunday signed off on the stimulus package, which includes $600 checks for many Americans. The House plans to vote on a measure to increase the stimulus checks to $2,000 later today. Human remains found at the site of the Christmas RV bombing in Nashville, Tennessee, belong to Anthony Warner, officials announced Sunday. Anthony Warner is the bomber, said U.S. Attorney Don Cochran during a press briefing. He was present when the bomb went off and perished in the bombing. Forensic DNA testing from a body at the scene matched that of Anthony's relatives. An independent Chinese journalist who reported from Wuhan at the height of the initial coronavirus outbreak has been jailed for 4 years by a Shanghai court Monday. 37-year-old Zhang Zana was found guilty of picking quarrels and provoking trouble. The offense is commonly used by Chinese government officials to target dissidents and human rights activists. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
President Trump has scheduled a rally in Georgia, pushing Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue across the victory line. I will be going to Georgia on Monday night, January 4th, to have a big and wonderful rally, Trump wrote on Twitter. A Long Island, New York man was arrested after cops allegedly found a burning human body in his backyard. 20-year-old Peter Pazinski is accused of killing a man and then setting his corpse on fire behind his home in the hamlet of Shirley. A neighbor called 911 to report the blaze around 2:30 in the morning on Saturday. A medical examiner will conduct an autopsy to identify the victim and determine the cause of death. A woman in California was in serious condition after her vehicle plunged off a cliff onto a beach Christmas morning. The unidentified woman's car careened over a bluff in San Francisco's Fort Funston area, the fire department said. The tide was out, allowing first responders to reach the woman and place her on a stretcher. It was not immediately clear what caused the woman's car to veer off the road down the 200-foot cliff. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Government officials continue to warn Americans about the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott has more.
December has been the nation's deadliest month of the pandemic, with more than 63,000 deaths. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells CNN's State of the Union the trend is quite troubling.
The reason I'm concerned, and my colleagues in public health are concerned also, is that we very well might see a post-seasonal, in the sense of Christmas, New Year's, surge. And as I've described it as a surge upon a surge.
Dr. Fauci says he shares the concern of President-elect Joe Biden that the pandemic might actually get worse in the next few weeks. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The COVID-19 vaccine developed by the British drug company AstraZeneca and the University of Oxford has achieved a winning formula for efficacy, the company's chief executive, Pascal Soyo, said on Sunday. The vaccine, currently being evaluated by Britain's independent medicines regulator, provides 100% protection against severe COVID disease requiring hospitalization. Approval is expected to be granted to roll out the shot on January 4th, the Sunday Telegraph newspaper reported. According to the Sunday Times, video game developer Richard Garriott, while traveling to the International Space Station in 2008, brought with him ashes belonging to actor James Doohan, a.k.a. Scotty of the USS Enterprise.
Change the laws of physics. I got 30 minutes.
The ashes are under the floor of the station's Columbus module. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's...
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and it is time for Fox News contributor and former top-ranked Wall Street analyst Liz Peek here to come on the show, and hopefully she has something to talk about because, you know, at last blush, Liz, gosh, it just seems like another boring news day here in America.
Yeah. You know, one of my weekly chores is to figure out what to write about for my Monday morning Fox News column, which I submit on Sunday night. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, I have no idea. I mean, it's like my husband said something like, you know, you've got a shotgun approach. There's so many different targets. And it's really true. I mean, where is my outrage greatest? It'd be hard to know, honestly, yeah. But the Hunter Biden scandal obviously is absolutely an outrage. Not so much what Hunter Biden did. That's become secondary. Mm-hmm. It's that the media refused to acknowledge it before the election. I mean, honestly, and by the way, the Department of Justice refused to talk about it or reveal it in the months leading up to the election. AG Barr apparently knew about it, kept it quiet for 6 months. I mean, you begin to wonder, Bill, who do we trust? Who really is just an honest broker these days? I have no idea.
Well, you imagine what Joe Biden's feeling like. Who does he trust? Because he had all these power brokers that gave him all kinds of headwinds and everything else that you can imagine for him to garner over 80 million votes. And now that he's in, or supposedly in, if you ask Chris Wallace, he is the president-elect without argument and discussion. But you know, the thing is that now all of a sudden the mainstream media, who is quiet, who was complicit in, you know, adding to those headwinds, is now pigpiling on Biden a bit. So you go, what's Biden being set up for?
Well, first of all, it's tailwinds, not headwinds. They gave him.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Tailwinds. Yes, exactly. I'm sorry.
Into the Oval Office. I wish they had been headwinds.
Yes, right. I'm sorry.
I don't think the media is doing anything but covering their own tracks and trying to not look as ridiculous as they do look and as corrupt. What always amazed me, honestly, in the months leading up to the election was the lack of a single young reporter at the Washington Post or the New York Times or CNN or wherever who said, gosh, you know, this Hunter Biden story or you name it, any number of other issues, you know, the possible dementia of Joe Biden or whatever, this really strikes me as kind of worth knowing about. Why don't I investigate it and then reveal it?
Exactly.
Where were those people? I mean, this is an industry that is supposed to attract energetic truth look, people looking for the truth and and investigation, and that is just utterly gone. And I think the worst, one of the worst examples of it, to my view, and I actually tweeted something about this, and it's kind of gone viral, which surprised me. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about 60 Minutes. All right, so Leslie Stahl does this interview in the White House with President Trump, and he says something pretty innocuous for him, like, you know, I wish you guys would interview Joe Biden the way you interview me, and, you know, raises the Hunter Biden scandal. She goes, there's no scandal.
Right.
Kind of like, come on, you know, we're on the same side here of looking for the truth, and you know that's not true. Well, remember also, 60 Minutes was the group that aired a segment on the Lincoln Project. Now, you know, Bill, the Lincoln Project was a minor footnote in this campaign. It was a bunch of political hacks, kind of, what did I call them, political mercenaries,
mm-hmm.
people who claim to have been former Republicans but honestly swung both ways, who really set out to destroy Donald Trump and created really horrible ads about him. And what did 60 Minutes do in telling this story or in the segment about this group? They never reveal the background or how rich these guys were making off of this, sort of faux principled attack on Donald Trump. Instead, they ran the ads. They ran the ads on national TV, ads which up until that time had really not garnered much attention. You know, to me, that was the most corrupt, and by the way, never talked in that segment to anyone who countered them in any mm-hmm. significant way.
Exactly, right.
So, you know, the examples of the media misbehaving are, you know, I could talk for hours about it, and I don't mean to run off at the mouth about
it. Well, no, I wrote about this as well, Liz. I called it the hidden headline. I mean, this is Pulitzer Prize territory, that if somebody would have picked the ball up on this and really did a deep dive, and you wouldn't even have to go that deep into realizing the corruption and how many tentacles, and let's make sure we get this right, to really break down the tailwinds that were behind Joe Biden, whether it was the Communist Chinese, corporate America. Why did corporate America come out for Biden in such a demonstrable manner and put him over the top and allowed the Democrats to, you know, fund at least three Senate campaigns to the tune of over $100 million? I mean, this is unheard of, Liz.
Well, it's unheard of unless you have been watching the China story for two decades, which I have. And
yes.
I have to say, one of the big non-surprises to me was that big business finally decided it was more important to protect their relationships with China than it was to back a candidate that promised lower taxes and less regulation. They loved Donald Trump up until the time he really was, you know, the problem for Donald Trump was he kept his promises, right? He actually built a wall or started pretty aggressively on that. He actually did confront China and try and reset our trade agreements. Well, who really promoted those unfair, lopsided trade arrangements? Who actually gave away America's intellectual property? The Chinese literally really can't be blamed for stealing it because our American corporations gave it to them knowing that's what they were doing.
Exactly.
So I agree with you. Big tech, big business, they are not on the side of Donald Trump, and they're not, more importantly, they're not on the side of American workers. So Joe Biden has this total mythology that he is the candidate of the working men and women of America. It is so not true, Bill, and I hope in the next 2 to 4 years, as this guy blunders his way through armed with an administration totally retreads from prior failed administrations, I hope that finally America's working class Americans figure out that the Democratic Party does not represent them.
Well, here's a man who three times before ran for president. I think the best he could get in approval ratings was 3%. So out of nowhere, you know, here he is. He's the heir apparent, backed up by all these resources. The media has been missing in action, social media, what they have done. I mean, they really have obliterated the First Amendment altogether, have they not?
Yeah, it's shocking to me that Americans are not out in the street protesting this, because this is exactly correct. The Democrats, Joe Biden did not win this election. Mm-hmm. Big tech, big media, big business, they are the people that won this election, and it is an outrage.
Well, you say, why aren't people out in the street? Well, actually, they're gathering out there. There is a March for Trump bus tour that has been taking place for the last couple of weeks. It will culminate this weekend in D.C. And look forward. Last time, the news didn't report on it. There was 1.4 million people that came to D.C. Several weeks ago. They're expecting an even larger group. So you're going to see a lot more people on the street this Saturday. Liz Peek is with us, and we've got more from her after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694. Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Bill Martinez, we have have a country to save.
You know, that is the operative pronoun, ladies and gentlemen. We, as in we the people. You know, a democracy requires, it demands involvement and activation. I mean, the reason we are here today, lots of reasons, but it's just that we've ignored the obvious signs that have been taking place. Whether it's been the activity of the Chinese, the mainstream media, our institutions that more and more, you know, like or hate Donald Trump. I got to tell you, Liz, if there's a word for Donald Trump, what he has done to our institutions, he has exposed the rank corruption that has been running rampant, and they're scrambling a little bit here because yeah, so it's real obvious, isn't it?
I agree, and I mean, who hates somebody worse than the guy that comes out of left field and says, hey, there's a bunch of bad stuff going on here and bad people, and I'm going to start confronting them. You know what? Everybody, unfortunately, it's not just the other team that starts running for cover. It's your own team, too. And I think we've seen some of that. You know, I am sick about the election. I don't really know all the ins and outs of what kinds of challenges there might be to the election, but I have to say, there was an article in The Spectator a couple of weeks ago about just all the statistical anomalies that lead you to think that it's pretty hard to imagine Joe Biden winning. But here's the thing. Joe Biden didn't win. He ran basically as not Donald Trump. And so I think the road forward for Joe Biden is very difficult. Americans, he is pretending that he has a mandate for his agenda. He has no mandate whatsoever because the range of people voting for him, including what was the number of people who didn't vote for him? Maybe 55% were really voting against Donald Trump.
Well, he's got a constituency of dead people that voted for him,
well,
too.
There's that, too. And they have, you know, very few wishes.
Yes.
But, you know, I look at the administration he's assembling, and it's all box checking. I was amused a few days ago. Black Congressional Caucus or some black group said, oh, well, there are not enough blacks in the administration.
Yes,
boom, Marsha Fudge is head of HUD. Yeah, 2 or 3 days ago, not enough Asian Americans in the administration. Boom, he hires this woman, Catherine Tai, or whatever her name is, to be you know, the former trade representative to join his cabinet. It's all sort of identity politics, people like Susan Rice who check various boxes but are really not respected by
exactly.
at least half the country. And this is a guy who pretends to want to bring us together. I mean, come on. This is, the whole thing is an elaborate farce, and we all know it. I don't really know how to strike back except, by God, to take those two Senate seats in Georgia and not let Linwood and other people tell Georgia Republicans not to vote.
Exactly.
That would be,
that's absurd.
Honestly, a catastrophe, right?
Right.
I mean, if we allow this progressive, radical agenda, and those words have been overused, but it truly is a radical agenda of packing the court, getting away with doing away with a filibuster and so forth. If those things become policy, because we lose those two Senate seats in Georgia, we could really wreck this country. And,
without a doubt,
is not overheated statement. It's true.
Well, Liz, we'd be California. I mean, I was born and raised in California.
Exactly.
I saw what's happening, and they are the poster child of all this, and that's where we would be. And forget about all this lip service they give to the Constitution. They've obliterated the Constitution, and that's what's going on right now with now, what do we got, Texas leading the charge. There's a total of 19 other states now that have joined in, or maybe a total of 19, including Texas, saying, look, we've got to protect the interests of our own individual citizens. So what happens poorly, what is violated in Wisconsin or Michigan or Nevada, you know, that affects all of us. We just cannot let that stand and say, hey, that's okay with Nevada if they change and cheat and want to, you know, commit fraud in order to fulfill some political interest. But that doesn't work for us. And this is fast circuited. It doesn't have to go into circuit courts. It goes directly to the Supreme Court. And I believe, I mean, between you and me, I don't think Justice Roberts wanted to touch this. He's been trying to avoid.
Without a doubt, he didn't want to touch it.
But he's not going to have a choice now. I don't think he's going to have a choice.
agree with you. And look, I'm not a lawyer. I have no idea the validity of the claims they're making or standing, whether they have standing to pursue this. I have no idea. But it would be great to see something happen to validate, I think, the very reasonable doubts about the legitimacy of this election. I'm not saying it was stolen, but I think there are lots of reasons to investigate it. And the fact that there has been so little investigation makes me crazy. I don't know. I don't understand when you have video of someone, hauling out the suitcases of ballots, or you have a report that a Dominion machine really did have an algorithm that favored Joe Biden. Who is looking into that? Is the Justice Department looking into it? I don't know. Right. I don't trust them to do it. Mm-hmm. I think we have half the country outraged about it. And that's a really unhealthy place to be.
Yeah, a clear majority, 60-70% of Republicans believe that voter fraud took place. And now 30-35%, even Democrats go, something fishy here in River City. And, going back to your earlier point about the media, what galled me the other day in that previous presser that the president had, and he took questions from the media, and they were banging him with all kinds of questions. And I kept saying, Mr. President, that is a question they need to answer. You can't answer it. They're the ones that need to do the investigating to, pull out this information. You don't have the information. All you've got is a lot of evidence. And, in a court of law, in the court of public opinion, court of public opinion right now, the sides are so, they're so defined that you're going to have, some people in the Democratic Party who are crossing over. But by and large, they're siloed into their position. But they need to really see the preponderance of this evidence, which is not being reported on by the mainstream media. I mean, when you've got over 1,000 sworn affidavits of everyday citizens like you and me, Liz, saying, hey, I was there, this happened, this didn't look good. I mean, and the reports, and then some of them being bullied. I think there was a report of one non-democratic operative who was there at a polling station. They got beat up.
Yeah.
I mean, are you kidding me?
It's appalling. Here's the scary thing, though. You and I know about this. Your listeners probably know about this. There's a full half the country that watches CBS News at night and maybe reads the New York Times. They have no idea. Do you remember the polling on awareness of the Hunter Biden scandal?
Yeah, exactly.
A huge number, 53-55% of the country had never heard about it. Yeah. So it's a tree falling in the forest. Does it actually happen? I mean, Bill, the thing is, you and I are ranting about the media and the unfairness of the media. I think what all of us have to spend our energies on is how to make them accountable, how to make them hurt if they don't resume, and I say resume in quotes, a more balanced presentation of the news.
Right.
In the New York Times, early in Donald Trump's presidency, basically said, this guy is so outrageous. This was the gist of their editorial, that we can't cover him in the typical way we have. In other words, we are abandoning our equal and fair coverage of the news because this guy represents such a threat to the country. Imagine that. And think about, what was the threat to the country? He tried to secure our borders, right?
Right.
He has, developed a major new peace initiative in the Middle East, which can only benefit our country. He stood up to China. I mean, you and I could go on and on. But
exactly.
The reality is, the news media writ large basically decided that they were going to abandon their principles, if they're such as they were, for fair treatment. And I don't know that they'll ever go back. And I think that is a very scary thing. Somehow, these guys need to be brought to heel, and nobody more than Twitter and Facebook and Google.
Without a doubt.
That was the final straw.
Exactly. And, of course, now YouTube is canceling videos as well. So it's absolutely endless, and you're exactly right. And I believe in some cases, some of these publications have lost a following. They've lost subscribers. That will continue to be the pain that they feel. And you're exactly right. It goes back to what we said earlier. These are all first principles, and first principles start with our U.S. Constitution and self-responsibility. So it's up to me and you, ladies and gentlemen. Liz Peek has been with us, Fox News contributor, top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Merry Christmas, Liz.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump on Sunday signed off on the stimulus package, which includes $600 checks for many Americans. The House plans to vote on a measure to increase the stimulus checks to $2,000 later today. Human remains found at the site of the Christmas RV bombing in Nashville, Tennessee, belong to Anthony Warner, officials announced Sunday. Anthony Warner is the bomber, said U.S. Attorney Don Cochran during a press briefing. He was present when the bomb went off and perished in the bombing. Forensic DNA testing from a body at the scene matched that of Anthony's relatives. An independent Chinese journalist who reported from Wuhan at the height of the initial coronavirus outbreak has been jailed for 4 years by a Shanghai court Monday. 37-year-old Zhang Zana was found guilty of picking quarrels and provoking trouble. The offense is commonly used by Chinese government officials to target dissidents and human rights activists. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, that's our mission objective, ladies and gentlemen, but it requires all parties, we the people, to be involved in getting this country back on track as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Brigadier General Robert Spalding is going to be joining us. The general is a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute, focusing on U.S.-China relations, economic national security, and the Asia-Pacific military balance. So you got to know, we've got a lot to discuss there. He's also author of the book Stealth War, How China Took Over While America's Elite Slept. General, welcome to the show. Good to have you back with us.
Thank you. Great to be back.
Well, before we get into China, I wanted to get your read on a couple of things. Of course, the breaking news that came out regarding Lieutenant General Mike Flynn. You know, what happened to him? And I've got to imagine, as a fellow general, if you can, without, violating any rules of engagement outside and in the public square, what's your impression of what's happened to the general and where we are right now?
So, you know, I actually kind of thought a little bit about this, and you need to express how dangerous what happened to our democracy with what occurred with Lieutenant General Flynn. So I'll take you back to a guy named Meng Hongwei. Meng Hongwei was the president, the chief guy at Interpol, the international police organization, the organization that issues red notices. He was a Chinese Communist Party member that had essentially got to the top level of Interpol. He was asked to come back to China by the Chinese Communist Party, where he was abducted. Nobody at Interpol knew where he was. Of course, now he is locked away. So it was there was no due process. It was extrajudicial abduction, and essentially nobody knows where he is, and we probably will never see him again. If you use that as just kind of an analogy of what happened with Flynn, without the text messages and without the handwritten notes that we've been able to get because of due process and disclosure, which the FBI was basically failing to comply with, we know that a similar process was happening here in the United States with regard to Lieutenant General Flynn. So democracy dies without sunlight. If we don't have transparency in this country, then we've got a big problem. And what you're going to see, if we don't have transparency into the actions of the FBI and the Department of Justice, which continually does these things without, you know, really having to give their documents up for public viewing, mm-hmm. then we have effectively a police state. And so this is very dangerous. And I think, you know, now that, you know, our Constitution is really been protected by the fact that, you know, the judicial system was forced to actually comply. And in this case, Attorney General Barr actually is the one that ends up being the guy that's really promoting democratic principles because he's following the Constitution. He appointed an independent investigator. That independent investigator dug up documents that were going to be kept private from the American people, and they were revealed. And that's where we are today, where, you know, democracy is restored. Our republic is preserved. You know, we go through these things. We had J. Edgar Hoover was the same kind of issue. So it's a very important lesson for everybody about how, you know, sunlight really is necessary to preserve a democracy.
Exactly. Well, General, I just wonder if the people realized how close we were to we were on the brink of a constitutional crisis here. And but for, you know, this information that was there and that some FBI participants did, in fact, you know, follow the rules in terms of documentation, if we didn't have that, and it took so long to even get that. That's what concerns me. We're so close that hopefully in, you know, realizing that we were so close to the brink and that we're looking down to the valley of where America could have fallen, maybe it shudders the American people enough to say, we can't go there. We have really got to do something because, as we discussed previously with another guest general, in the 1970s early was when, you know, all this problem with the FBI and J. Edgar's FBI came out and the corruption was so rampant and, you know, they got bruised up a little bit. But nobody, according to Sidney Powell, nobody went to jail. And because there wasn't, you know, clear consequences on it, you know, they lived another day. And now here we are fighting a more complex but yet very stealthy attack on our Constitution.
Well, you know, I've never been a supporter of FISA. I don't think it's required, and I actually think it's quite dangerous in our society to be able to listen to what Americans are doing and not to have, you know, a sense of due process. I don't think that the federal government ought to have an insight into our lives without having to go through a warrant and then, you know, going through the old process of you get a warrant, you have probable cause, you plant bugs, then you start collecting information. This digital world we've created, which allows you to basically put everybody's life on DVR and hit replay, is not healthy for democracy. And I think, you know, one of the things that when I was at the White House that I tried to explain is when we allow for the surveillance, the continuous surveillance of our population through these networks, then that allows not only our own federal government, as we've seen with Lieutenant General Flynn, but governments like the Chinese Communist Party and the Russians to begin to influence our society to abandon our democratic principles. That is what's going on. That is why you see a rising, you know, affection for socialism and communism in the United States, because these networks have been infiltrated by these state actors. And we really need to lock things down and really protect Americans' data. I think that's so important for preserving our republic going forward, that we have an encrypted, secure internet for the American people.
Well, you mentioned the leadership of AG Bill Barr. No doubt about it. He turned over the assignment to U.S. Attorney Jeff Jensen. The Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, have attacked AG Barr and saying, well, he's the president's man. He's not doing, you know, the people's bidding. But in actuality, he is doing the people's bidding because he did assign this this look-see into what was going on with the FBI with a 10-year FBI vet, 10-year career prosecutor in Jeff Jensen. And Jensen came back and says, this holds no water. And he presents his case to the attorney general, and the attorney general says, thank you very much. We know what to do. We'll take it from here. But lest anybody forget, it was Jeff Jensen's research and hard work that brought this all to the front, combined with the efforts of, you know, one Sidney Powell and others who came and said, look, here's some discovery. I mean, it's been like pulling teeth here, but we've got some information, and he pulled it together. And unlike what happened in the previous report, from Horowitz, and I said all along, General, Horowitz is compromising as much. He's a company guy. He's afraid to, you know, tilt the institution and disturb the status quo. And so he came back with a report that it wasn't surprising. I mean, there were things revealing and some redacted issues there, but we're starting to connect the dots in such a way that even though he couldn't say it, there's evidence even within that report that's quite revealing.
Yeah, you know, I think one of the things that I've come to realize is that there's this war going on in the United States between the working class and the elites. And the elites have basically seized the levers of power, and they've begun to move the country in ways that are counter to the interests of the working class. And if it wasn't for the working class, and oh, by the way, the Constitution that gives them a voice,
yes,
really, to create the kind of change that we have going on now in Washington, D.C., we'd be in a very bad place. Now, people think that somehow the FBI is independent, you know, the Attorney General is independent of the President. No, the federal government, the executive branch, everybody works for the President, and the President works for the people. That's why every 4 years, the only national referendum we have, for that one person that occupies that one office. So every single department and agency, so he is the chief diplomat, he is the commander-in-chief of the military, he is the chief law enforcement officer. So the fact that people think that, no, the DOJ and FBI shouldn't be accountable to the president, what you're talking about there is the Gestapo.
Exactly.
The police state.
We've got to go to break, and we've got more from the Brigadier General after this. Stay with us, 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Yeah, you think it's easy being me, huh? Oh, just for fun, I'm telling you. But I got to tell you, I'm having the time of my life bringing the truth to you every day. Not in 8-second sound bites. And, you know, we're fortunate to have experts like Brigadier General Robert Spalding coming on the air and being able to get in depth on these topics that you need to know about. So, you know, when you're sharing information with your family and your friends and neighbors, you know what you're talking about, that you don't have the depth of, you know, an 8-second sound bite or a bumper sticker, as they say. The general is the author of the book Stealth War, How China Took Over While America's Elite Slept. We are going to address that issue in just a moment because, you know, the big question people are wondering about is China preparing for war? But before we get there, let's go back 75 years, General, and we're celebrating, you know, VE Day. What a memorial day. You know, to look back on, to see the celebration, certainly they weren't COVID sensitive. People were hugging and kissing and, there was no 6 feet of separation. The people were happy to come together in the name of freedom, peace, and liberty.
Well, yeah, and it's a tremendous accomplishment by, the, you know, our country's greatest generation. But I'll tell you, it was not the end. It was merely the beginning because just within a few years, we're faced with the threat. You know, the Iron Curtain coming down speech that was that Winston Churchill made in St. Louis and the requirement of democracies everywhere to come together and fight, you know, for 70 years, the Soviet threat that really imperiled the entire world. I think what's happening today, it very much mirrors those times as we realize the Chinese Communist Party actually is a bigger existential threat to democracy as it seeks to undermine societies from within. And it's the time to reflect on DE Day and realize that we and our allies came together. We aligned economically, financially, our trade, our information, and our militaries to protect democracy everywhere. And I think that's something that we're going to have to do again.
Well, our foreign policy agents have to ask the critical question in any of these alliances that are set up going forward, and that is, are you friend or foe? I mean, let's go back to the spaghetti westerns, right? When we were kids growing up, that was the first question you asked the guy in the dark hat, you know, are you friend or foe? And are you going to add to the proposition of liberty? Is there going to be a level playing field? And this is what Donald Trump has brought to the table here. And what's being exposed, especially with the CCP, is that they're probably much more dangerous than we realize. realize that their worldview is such that it's all for them. Because I think at the end of the day, what we're realizing with this COVID-19 release, initially some people, and me included, thought that this was clearly diabolical, that it could have been a military reaction. I mean, all the possibilities were on the table. But you can tell by their actions that at the end of the day, even though it may have started, you may give them the benefit of the doubt and say it was a mistake or an error, but clearly their actions afterwards made it quite intentional that they didn't want to take the total hit upon their economy for what they did, and they allowed it knowing they allowed this virus to be released on the entire world, the entire planet. And that was intentional, and that's something that I cannot get out of my craw. It just seems too obvious.
Well, it is obvious. You know, I was the senior defense official in Beijing in 2016 when they took the UUV, and I got to witness Xi Jinping, being in control of that crisis and potential confrontation with the United States and having direct control at the ship captain level of the PLA. So he's redesigned command and control within the Chinese Communist Party and PLA. So when he says, and he has said, that he was in control of the Wuhan virus on the 7th of January, he was in control. And so all of those 5 million people that left Wuhan, he allowed it. The fact that they went from net exporter of PPE and masks to a net importer of PPE and masks during the same time means they knew that there was human transmission, that he directed that those flights go internationally but not domestically. So they ceased domestic flights within China, and then in 23 January, they locked it down, and they put pressure on the World Health Organization to continue to say there's not a problem here. So, you know, if you look at New York, you know, the president, President Trump, closed travel to from Wuhan on the 30th, I believe. But what happened was he didn't close from Europe.
Exactly.
Those people from when Wuhan went into Europe, and Europe infected the east coast of the United States.
Do you think the political pressure because of him closing flights from China was so intense, but that the president, my sense was that President Trump wanted to close all travel, including Europe, but the pushback, from the politicos in the Beltway said, look at, you're going to already be in so much trouble for closing down flights from China. Are you willing to deal with the European side as well? Because for some reason, it just seemed like a compromise and a little bit out of character that I think that if he had it his way, he would have shut down all air travel in and out of the United States.
Yeah, so if you contrast the way we reacted to what was going on in China to the way Taiwan reacted, just as an example. So Taiwan heard about what was going on in China. They sent their own researchers to Wuhan to ask questions. They came back and they said, we think that there's human-to-human transmission. So on 1 January, Taiwan began boarding planes from Wuhan and checking everybody on the plane, and then they shut down air travel shortly thereafter. On the 31st of December, they had sent a letter to WHO telling them that. What was happening was instead of the CDC doing their own independent investigation and making sure that, what the WHO was telling them was correct, like Taiwan did, they basically took the WHO's line. So there's got to be some question with regard to this, our CDC's relationship to the World Health Organization and the reason they were putting this pressure on the president not to close everything down. If we had acted like Taiwan basically, I think they've had 5 deaths so far.
Exactly.
The number,
right.
But we've had tens of thousands. That was because the CDC listened to the World Health Organization and did not do their own investigation like the Taiwan CDC did to protect their people.
And we had the information. We had scientists there under Dr. Fauci, up to 2018 that were involved with the Wuhan lab. They left and said, this is dangerous. These guys are out of control. Their standards are very reckless, and we're out of here. Well, I mean, if that didn't throw a red flag all over it, I mean, what other information did we have? And then my question has been all along, like, we didn't know that they were buying up all the PPEs, they were buying up ventilators. You know, where was our State Department? Where is the information? I mean, we have everyday people's, phone messages being listened to. You mean to tell me we don't know what the CCP is doing?
you have to understand that in order for you to anticipate what the Chinese Communist Party is doing, you have to think like they do. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, our intelligence community hasn't realized that, you know, the way that they go to war is by going to war every single day.
Yes.
So we think about war as you have a crisis, you have a confrontation, you basically rally the military, and then you have a fight. No, their war is every single day, day by day, and we should have been paying attention to the fact that, you know, how are they going to seek to take advantage of this epidemic?
Exactly.
Well, what the way they think.
And they've been taking advantage of America from day one. I mean, we've seen what's been developed, these military islands there in the South China Sea, and now they're claiming some sort of sovereignty and trying to keep other boats in the United States away from this land that they've declared and planted the flag on for themselves.
Well, I mean, and you know, to add insult to injury, those islands were paid for by America's retirement fund because the China Communication Construction Corporation, you know, our retirement funds have been investing in that company, both in the bonds and the stocks. So this is a challenge that we have for our country. We don't understand how the game is played. You know, we're playing checkers and the Chinese are playing Go. That's the bottom line.
Exactly. The other thing that I'm concerned about, General, is that in you know, the big question that you put out is China preparing for war. And what you're saying today, they're already at war. We're just not even up to speed with them, number one. Number two is that with all this pressure coming from the Beltway and saying, look, we need to hold China accountable for the release of COVID-19, are we going to revisit similar scenarios we did going into World War II with, you know, with Japan and also with Germany?
No, I think, you know, our goal should be on focusing, you know, the competition in the areas that they're currently in economics and finance and trade and information, and then using our military to deter conflict at the higher level, at the kinetic level. So, you know, our nuclear forces are very important with that. You know, the other thing that the president just did in August is come out of the Intermediate Nuclear Forces Treaty, which allows us to build intermediate range conventional ballistic and cruise missiles that we can then very cheaply and efficiently place in the region in order to create a deterrent. So what we're trying to do is prevent war using, you know, a lot of the same strategies we were using with the Soviet Union during the Cold War.
Well, we've got to push back on them, and also, meanwhile, North Korea continues to be problematic, and I'm not sure if we've figured out if Kim Jong-un is dead or alive.
Well, I think he's clearly alive. And, you know, he's a very much a showman. They have their propaganda, you know, capability is incredible, and this is all done to assure, in essence, you know, put them back on the map. So they're completely concocted by them. I think we should, you know, pay less attention to, you know, what's happening with regard to them. They just use it against us.
Well, maybe we need to revise President Reagan's mantra of instead of trust, we don't trust, but still verify, right?
Absolutely correct.
Brigadier General Robert Spalding has been with us. He's the author of the book Stealth War, How China Took Over While America's Elite Slept. And it's linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. General, thank you for the time. Appreciate all the insight. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The final phase.